नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
I am very grateful for this opportunity to be with all of you this evening. It is truly a blessing upon all the world when so many sincere devotees come together to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Tonight, the devotees of Pune perform this extraordinary devotional drama. So much thought, so much practice, so much devotion was put into this performance. It was not only entertaining to our senses, but it was deeply emotional to our hearts. The message of the scriptures and the saints is meant to penetrate to the very core of our hearts and transform our lives. Jnana is only meant for the purpose of awakening vijnana, or realization. To know that a food is nutritious, it's important, otherwise we do not know what to eat. But unless we eat it and digest it, there's no value to our knowledge. Similarly, knowledge theoretical from the scriptures and from the mouths of the saints is invaluable, because otherwise we do not know what to be done and what is not to be done. But unless it is presented in a way that deeply affects our hearts and changes our lives, it has little value. So this beautiful performance tonight is taking one of the most prominent meanings of the Holy Scriptures and driving it deeply into our hearts. I'd like to briefly share some thoughts in this regard. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajja Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudhi Chaiti Kodiye Udoi, that pure love for Krishna, genuine compassion for all living beings, is within the heart of every living being.
Chaitanya
Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Every living being is part of God. We are Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Life is divine. But being a part of Krishna, like a sun ray is part of the sun planet, we have the same qualities of Krishna. And one of Krishna's most prominent qualities is Swarat. He is independent. Similarly, we have free will. That free will facilitates divine love. But it also provides the opportunity for us to rebel against that love. Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. Krishna is the proprietor, the controller, and the enjoyer of everything that exists. And the nature of the spirit, the Atma, Jivara Swarupoi Krishnara Nityadas, we are all eternally Krishna's servants. Now in this world, people want to be master, they do not want to be servant. The idea of surrender is horrible in this world. It means being forced into defeat. But the surrender of service is to freely offer our hearts in love for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartite. Krishna is the source of everything that exists, like watering the root of the tree. If Krishna is satisfied, we find our ultimate happiness. The cause of all the problems in this world, the reason for all suffering, is we have forgotten this simple truth. We can speak volumes of philosophy, we can create generations of scientific technological experiments, but we will not solve the real problems in life until we address this simple truth. We have forgotten the beauty, the eternal, unlimited sweetness of serving God with love. It is our nature. It is within us. And when we come in contact with this material existence, trying to enjoy separate from the Lord, what happens to this pure, compassionate, loving soul? Under the influence of ahankar or the false ego, it becomes corrupted. There are three modes of nature, and these modes of nature Sattvaguna, Rajaguna, Tamaguna, they are influencing everything within this cosmos. And according to our free will, we come under the influence of these modes. And our Hare Krishna. And are driven to act insanely. In today's drama, we saw the extreme in which the pure loving soul can be covered over. So much greed, so much envy, so much arrogance. The eternal part of God, the divine sweet love of the heart, is covered so much that that same soul engages in activities of robbing, torturing, murdering. What we saw in this drama is not something that just happened 500 years ago in Navadvip. The same thing is happening all over the world today to different extremes. There are robbers and thieves and mafia people and terrorists who don't care anything about killing and causing incredible suffering just to satisfy their own lusty desires. There are people who take the most dangerous, addicting, life-ruining drugs. And will influence millions of youth that they'll have happiness, knowing it will totally ruin their lives. And if anyone comes in their way, they will murder them. It's happening all over the world. Even in the name of God, and people for their own financial purposes are willing to destroy thousands of people's lives. It's happening on Wall Street. People's in suits and ties, carrying briefcases, driving the finest cars. For their own greed, they don't mind putting tens and thousands of people who have given their lives to make them rich, to put them in utter poverty. People like Hitler and his people, they exterminated 3/4 of the population of Jews in Europe for no reason except hatred. These dacoits we saw today were very small time compared to what's going on in the modern world. But what is most fascinating is to understand that it is a part of the all-merciful Lord, the all-loving, compassionate soul that's engaging in these actions. And every time we mistreat our family members, our friends, or any other living being, we are, in our own small way, acting according to the same influence of illusion. But the Supreme Lord, Aham Bija Pratapita, He's the father and mother of all living beings. He sees the spiritual goodness within everyone. Srila Prabhupada gave example. When a drop of water falls from the cloud, it's pure, transparent in nature. But when it comes in contact with the earth, it becomes muddy and loses that transparency. Similarly, the Atma is pure. It is transparent. But when it comes in contact with the false ego, it becomes muddied by the mind and the senses. But the path of bhakti is the path of filtering that water of consciousness and bringing it back to its natural state. Dina hina yata chilo, hari nam udarilo, thara sakshi jagai madhai. The power of God's holy name can even deliver the most sinful and bring them to the highest stage of purity. We saw this tonight. In Navadvip, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Thakur Haridas and Prabhu Nityananda an order. Go everywhere, to everyone. Do not discriminate who is qualified and who is not qualified. Give everyone this simple message. Go to their homes, to the bathing ghats, to the marketplaces. And beg them. Worship Krishna. Chant the names of Krishna. Spread the message of Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your real wealth. Krishna is your life and your soul. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas did like that. And even delivered the demoniac sinners, Jagai and Madhai. And they became humble and respectful and gentle. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Nityananda Prabhu went with him to Puri. And every year, with the residents of Navadvip, he would come to be with Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, go back and stay in Bengal. Don't even come back here. Because there are so many people who are bereft of love of Krishna. Go and give everyone. Don't discriminate who is fit or unfit. It was at that time when this event took place. Nityananda Prabhu saw even these murderers. We saw one scene where they murdered that man and his son, but that was just one little scene. But Nityananda Prabhu saw something very different. He saw that Krishna is their mother. Krishna is their father. Krishna loves them. Krishna does not love what they're doing. And the laws of karma will certainly punish them for every single sin they commit. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. But the Lord comes to this world again and again and again in various avatars just to attract people like that and everyone else into his loving service. This was Nityananda Prabhu, and this is the quality of the consciousness of real saints. They see that Krishna and Sri Radha are the mother and father of this person. What can I do to save them from hellish consequences due to their ignorance? Nityananda Prabhu staged putting them in a situation of great suffering. To sober them and question their existence. Queen Kunti, she prayed, Vipada Shantu Tashashva Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru. That sufferings, if we are Krishna conscious, we will transform those sufferings into opportunities to take shelter of the divine, of Krishna. Material existence means there will be suffering. Dukalayam ashashvatam. Whether you're a pious person or a demoniac person or a devotee of the Lord, material existence, you have to suffer. The difference is this. A demoniac person in that suffering acts and retaliates against others and then creates worse suffering for the future.
वो ऐसे अवस्था में और पाप में करते रहके अपने लिए और बुरी अवस्था पैदा करता है.
For the sake of a little temporary relief and happiness, they paved the way to horrible sufferings. A pious person tolerates the suffering, acts with goodness, and paves the way for a pleasant material existence for the future. Devotee, same types of sufferings come upon, but for a devotee in that situation, they act piously and at the same time they take shelter of the Lord. They lose their faith in material solutions. They humble themselves in that suffering condition. They raise their arms and cry out with great feeling the names of the Lord. And in that state, they pave the way for the ultimate perfection of life. Those dacoits that we saw this evening became saints. They became humble like blades of grass and respectful to all living beings. The true quality of their soul was awakened because Nityananda Prabhu saw their potential. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Khoi. Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. The most precious thing that anyone can attain in this world is association with the sadhu. Because a sadhu sees the divine essence and our spiritual potential. The sadhu sees how we are the child of Radha and Krishna. And can help to awaken that love within our own hearts. That is true compassion. That is what Lord Chaitanya called para upakar, the greatest welfare service for all humanity. Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Gurudev, he was the embodiment of this compassion. His life and soul was this spirit of the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Just by his prayer, just by his seeing that potential within us, he awakened that love from sinful, lost, suffering people all over the world. When devotees asked Prabhupada, what was our qualification to receive this highest path of pure bhakti? Srila Prabhupada was honest and humble. He said, you have no qualifications. I made your qualifications. The only qualification is you were willing to accept what I'm giving you.
Now, Srila Prabhupada, in his mind, he was not just talking about himself, he was talking about the principle. Now, for some of us, if I say that I am making your qualification, that would be arrogance. But in the Jaladutta prayer of Srila Prabhupada, he revealed his heart. He was praying to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He was praying to his Guru and Krishna, let me be a puppet of your mercy. Give me the power to repeat your words to deliver these people. You are the deliverer, my Lord. Let me just be your puppet to help you deliver them. So when Srila Prabhupada says, I made your qualification, what he's saying is, Lord Nityananda, my Guru Maharaj, and Krishna, he has made your qualification. But the principle is this, that sadhus, saintly people, they see the spiritual essence within us. And unless they awaken us, unless they show us the way by their mercy, we have no access to approaching God. Therefore, there is no greater gift in all of creation than the association of devotees. Bansha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Like a desire tree, a devotee is like a touchstone. Can transform even the lowest heart into pure gold. Nityananda Prabhu, when he went to Alalanath with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw how Lord Gauranga was performing Nam Sankirtan and hundreds, thousands of people were coming, weeping in ecstasy of love of God, loudly chanting the holy names. The young, the old, the rich, the poor, the high caste, the low caste, all those things were forgotten. In the holy name of the Lord and Nam Sankirtan, we identify each other as eternal spirit souls, lovers of Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu saw this. And he predicted, in every town and village, this Nam Sankirtan movement will deliver the conditioned souls. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, it was his prayer. When will that day be when I will see Indian people of all varieties, along with Russians and Americans and Africans, all people of all varieties, coming together as brothers and sisters with love and affection, with their arms raised, chanting the holy names. People of all religions, people of all castes, overcoming these bodily conditions
and accessing the love of the soul.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave his life, his whole existence to fulfill this prayer of Bhakti Vinod. And ordered our Srila Prabhupada to travel around the world to give this message. It was not just the message. It was the compassion of a saint in honor of the compassion of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Sri Radha, Vrindavan Chandra, and Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their mercy, their kindness upon all living beings. It is a house to invite all kinds of people from all parts of the world to come and receive the compassion of the Lord through his devotees. It is the hospital for the soul. Last time I was here in Pune, I shared this realization. So many people come to Bhaktivedanta Hospital and they say, we don't feel we're in a hospital, we feel that we're in a temple. Now please understand, the purpose of a temple is to be a hospital to cure us from this disease of ahankar, ignorance. The symptoms of those diseases are lust, envy, anger, arrogance, greed, and illusion. And that disease has created an epidemic of suffering. Degrading the eternal part of God, the soul, into such ridiculous activities of selfishness and cruelty. In the hospital, we get educated in the proper way of life. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. But by these simple lifestyle rules, we do not aggravate the disease further. And we take medicine, the sweetest medicine. It may not be sweet because we're diseased, but it's sweet. Just keep taking it. The medicine of sadhu sangam, the medicine of harikatha, and the medicine of nam sankirtan. And the medicine of Bhagavan Seva. So just as Bhaktivedanta Hospital, people think that they're feeling that they're in a temple, we are hoping that when this temple is built, people will come in and say, we feel that we are in a hospital. And marble and stone.
This temple is built by the love of the devotees. It is built with the will to be an instrument of the compassion of Nityananda Prabhu and the great saints. We are so grateful and so pleased to see this temple coming up. One time someone asked Srila Prabhupada why we're building these temples. Srila Prabhupada said, actually we don't need. We can just be under a tree with a few devotees doing our japa and kirtan and perfect our lives. But we want to attract more and more people to receive this gift that we've been given. And we want to offer the best we have to Krishna. Bhakti means to understand everything in creation is ultimately meant for Krishna's pleasure, and to the degree we use it for that purpose, everyone becomes happy. If you decorate yourself very nicely, it just agitates your ego. But if you decorate the murti of Krishna nicely or appreciate the murti like that, it gives joy to your soul. If you build a magnificent house for yourself, that's nice, but it doesn't give inner satisfaction. But if you take joy seeing Krishna in a beautiful home, it liberates your soul. These brahmacharis, they claim no proprietorship over the temple. But just seeing Krishna so happy with such a nice house, with such nice seva, that gives them ecstasy. An ecstasy that materialistic people will never understand. And thousands of people, devotees and newcomers, will have a place to come together before the beautiful form of the Lord to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. To have wonderful opportunities for seva every day. To have a place where we could all come together, chant our japa together, dance together, see beautiful dramas together, and chant the holy names. So we are very thankful to Chandidas and his group of followers. To see, after getting the mercy of Nityananda, now they're all smiling so nicely. They were so bad and so nasty and so mean a few minutes ago. But now they're sitting among the devotees, laughing and smiling. Just this power of bhakti. They have given us hope. They have shown us what we could attain. Sometimes we feel, oh, I'm just so far away and my mind is so restless and it's so difficult. But when we see these beautiful examples, we understand how close we really are. Srila Prabhupada said, when he went to the West, he said, these Western people are this far away from Krishna, but coming in the association of devotees, they're gradually coming closer like this. But people of India are this far from Krishna. But as the years go by, they're running faster and faster and faster this way, away from Krishna. But if we can, if they can just associate with us, with the representative of Prabhupada and Nityananda Prabhu, this far away from perfection. And Radhe Shyam Prabhu, in his outreach to the youth and outreach to the congregation here in Pune, with the help of Jayadev Prabhu in building this wonderful temple and so many others, if I try to mention too many names, I'll forget some names. But I want to thank all of you who are working so hard on every level to not only to build this temple, but to spread pure bhakti in the city of Pune and the outlying areas and colleges all over India. It is a glorious offering and a magnificent example for the whole world. And to see so many thousands of people gathered together tonight, it brings such joy and such hope to the heart. What we can do together for India and for the world has no limits. Because when devotees put their egos aside and unite for the higher purpose of compassion to the fallen souls, Krishna empowers that congregation with mercy way beyond our own. And that is the greatest miracle of life, to be an instrument of God's love. So I want to thank our performers tonight for inspiring such exalted thoughts. All of you, please come up. There's a walkway here that I just discovered. Somebody should use it because they worked very hard for it. Everyone, please come up, come up. such nice dacoits. He's born again. Everyone, let us thank them for their wonderful performance by loudly chanting Hari Bol. Thank you. Mataji, come. Those are human skulls. This is the power of Vaishnav satsang.
Srila Prabhupada ki.